Hi. Welcome to this very popular, apparently very popular talk, because there are still, like, I don't know, around 20 people beside this door, so there is obviously big interest in this topic. So let's welcome our speakers from Positive Technologies. So Sergey Gardeychik and Gleb Gritsai. Applause.
So thanks, everybody who's arrived. First of all, I want to say that SCADA Strangelove is a collective approach. It's collective product, and we just frontmans. This is our team. I think these guys also love applause. These guys work with us. So why are we here? Because according to our information, according to our analysis, Europe worst protected region in the world if we look from SCADA security perspective. Most of SCADA system exposed to internet have well-known vulnerabilities like default passwords, default configuration, and other. Italy first in this list. Why, I don't know. Maybe because it's Italy. special thanks to Siemens Product Cert. I know guys from Siemens here, and thanks again, because they are really professional, and I was really surprised because we not only chat with you, provide quick responses to email, but even provide patches. It's something unusual in ICS industry. I will talk a lot of about Siemens. Why? Because Siemens is elephant. Siemens is everywhere. It's most common target during our penetration test, during searching in internet. And we not only, as I said, chat with you, but also provide fixes. But our guys, also working with us, and I hope maybe next year, maybe in our conference, we will talk about WonderWire, Yokogama, and other vendors which patch in vulnerability now. So just one slide about what is SCADA. I think everybody know what is SCADA, but I want to compare ICS system with DEFCON layers. If somebody get access to ERP, it's like, I don't know, DEFCON 5. If somebody get access to POC, it's like DEFCON 1. It's like a war. So SCADA is things which make our civilization, I don't know, working. Because now transportation system, power system, everything works on ICS. And if ICS fails, we have something like this. If you're chatting with ICS guys, you can get very positive feedback. Our SCADA network fully isolated from internet. Our POCs based on custom platform. Our HMIs is something magical box, and you cannot do something bad with it. But reality is different because 100% of tested SCADA network I exposed to internet or corporate network, not directly, but through different application gateway, through remote access, through iPhone connected to HMI. It's a typical situation. Most of SCADA system can be hacked with Metasploit. Even with Nmap, because a lot of PLCs rebooted during connect scan. We have free TCP connection. It's very a lot of we cannot handle it. It was a real surprise for us when we start provide auditing for SCADA networks. But people, operators, and engineers use HMIs and engineer station to access internet. We use something which use it to manage plant, to download different software, to play flash games, and so on. I don't know why, because iPhone have, I don't know, small screen, and it's better to play on HMI. But but it's true. And from our point of view, ICS security level is similar to internet security level in beginning of this century. And Code Red, it's something like Stuxnet in ICS. This thing should be happened to change our mind. And I think what we see now that ICS industry and security industry trying to work together to change things, it's, this is good. But we need, I think, 10 years to see big changes. So if you want to play with SCADA ICS security, it's very simple, because no magic on network layer, no magic on system layer. You can use all standard stuff to penetration testing, for fuzzing, for find new vulnerabilities. No application security at all. So if you can see HMI with web interface, you can be sure you will find a lot of vulnerabilities there. ICS guys don't care about IT and IT security. They don't understand things like proxy, firewalling, patches, and so on. They just creating business layer. They don't understand what is protocol. Sometimes you chatting with them and asking, guys, this system work with TCP or other protocol, for example, Profibus. We don't sure. Maybe TCP, maybe HTTP. It's a typical answer, and they don't understand that stuff. And this is a problem. And now SCADA network become more and more interconnected because building of mesh networks, because connecting to ERP system, because of building fully connected network like smart grid you have here in Europe. So let's start from the network layer. Nothing special on network layer now, because Ethernet and different wireless communication like Wi-Fi or ZigBee became a standard to SCADA connection. So if you have your patch card, you can easily connect if you're in security perimeter and start to collect packets, start to understand network. There are a lot of application level protocol, but four most widely used. It's Modbus, DNP3, OPC, and S7. So what we can do with protocol? Sniff, spoof, fingerprint, fuzzing, and so on. To sniff anything, anything, not a problem now. Wireshark supports most of protocol. You can even find for Wireshark plugin for S7 to understand this protocol. And also, you can buy something like a sniffer dedicated to SCADA network if you have money. If you don't have, you can write your own. Spoofing injection, there are a lot of different tools for Modbus. Injection and fuzzing. More tool for S7 to come from us. We don't release it yet, sorry, but we will. But most of protocol is stateless and can be attacked by a simple packet replay. So you just get a session, a slight modify, and started to replay it. So it's very easy to write your own fuzzer, but be careful because guys from Secrecon just released fuzzer and forget to convert strings to hex format and fuzzer. trying to fuzz by string, not by binary, and PLC don't understand what's going. About fingerprinting, also nothing special here. We can use a well-known port. We can use protocols like Modbus, S7 to get information about product devices and so on, because most of protocols don't require authentication to provide basic information about device. Modbus by itself does not provide any kind of authentication except IP address. OPC, very useful from a hacking point of view because it's based on RPC DECOM, but typically it requires authentication since Windows XP Service Pack 2. But it's not a problem to find Windows 2000 in SCADA network. And of course, modern fingerprint add-ons like SNMP, HTTP, and different mention port can be used. A special release for CCC, our cheat sheet for Google and Showdown. You can use this cheat list to find different PLCs, SCADA and HMIs in internet, and you can be a real SCADA hacker with it. But don't try it at home because guys from Anonymous already started to use it, and I'm scaring. Second tower release, it's not new, but it's still in development. PLC scan tools, it's an open source ICS device scan fingerprinting tool, which supports Modbus and S7, and DNP3 to come, because now we're working with Smart Grid project. You can use this tool to get software and hardware version, device name, and hour and hour, thanks to Dmitry Ivanov, who wrote it and supported it. Just a few screenshots, but Gleb will demonstrate these two alive.
One, two, three. Thank you, Sergey. Hello, Congress. I will be running demos. Well, as Sergey mentioned, PLC scan is a tool for scanning PLCs. And it was written by Dmitry Ivanov. It's written in Python, so you can easily fix it and easily contribute to this project. It was mentioned it's open source. And for now, it supports two protocols, Modbus and S7. And actually, I can find a lot of freely available tools for Modbus on the internet. And our tool also supports fingerprinting and brute forcing of units on Modbus gateways. But the number of S7 tools, close to none. So this is actually what we are proud of. So let's see how it works. It's very simple. This is our small lab. Not all these devices are real hardware. Most of them are simulations. Like Sergey said, vendor information, model, and versions. There are a lot of errors there. It's still in development phase. What we're actually trying to achieve with this tool, besides scanning, is to make an easy-to-use platform for packet crafting and fuzzing. And actually, even now, we have FOIA 7 several basic requests. And if you try to dump fuzz them, well, actually, most of the PLCs will crash now in a minute. Oh, that's all. Sergey?
So we've finished with network, and now we will talk about PLCs. So what's PLC? PLC is just a network device with operation system, network stack, application, and own vulnerabilities. There are different methods to find vulnerabilities in PLCs. Network scanning, fuzzing, code analysis. But the basic thing is reversing, because it's easy to download. It's hard to get working PLC in your lab, because it's quite expensive. But it's easy to download something from internet and trying to understand the code. For example, we finished our work with Siemens S7 2000. It's very basic PLC. And the firmware of this PLC coded in Intel hex format and contains several blobs which have ARM code for basic operation system, blob for file system of PLC, and web application source code created by MSWL. It's special language, very simple web application coding language. There are a lot of funny stuff there. For example, it's easy to find a certificate, hard-coded certificate, which is built in certificate for certification authority. Why PLC require certification authority, I don't know, but it is. And also, there are a private key, so we cannot talk about it because Siemens still don't fix it yet.
Fail.
But Siemens issued a notification about how to avoid problem with this hard-coded certificate. Don't use SSL and don't use a web interface to manage PLCs. Ms. Skada. Skada typically, it's a network application working on top of operation system and database. So it's not necessary to hack SCADA. You can hack database, operation system, and so on. But it's not very funny. Anyway, security of SCADA highly depending on operation system and database security. For example, for kiosk mode, if HMI required restricted access to user interface, typically operation system restriction is used. Like, I don't know, group policy for Microsoft Windows and our restriction. And if you can bypass it, you can bypass security of SCADA. Most of SCADA system have very basic security features inside, like password protection and basic access control list. But sometimes these features You know, it's like a GUI restriction. Just for instance, during a penetration test, we see demonstration how to upload new project to PLC. Guy demonstrate USB token with chip on it, plug into engineering station, create code, provide digital signature, and only after this can upload something. But if you scan network, you find PLC with root tour account for SSH and FTP, and you can directly upload anything there. Nothing special, really nothing special. About database, we have research about VCC database, and we will publish this checklist, I think, in month of or two, when some fixes will be provided. But there are a lot of interesting stuff, because most of information, most of interesting information stored in database. And if we're talking about WinCC, there are a lot of bugs which cannot fix it easily, because WinCC have two-tier architecture. So part of application require direct connection to database. In this situation, you cannot protect database, because anyway, user require direct connection to database. And you need your database server provide all security features of your application. It's very hard to create such type of application. We should change to three-tier architecture, but it's not very easy, I think. One more funny stuff about hard-coded password in WinCC. Surprisingly, but first, this vulnerability was noticed in May 2005, published in April 2008, abused by Stuxnet in 2010, and fixed by Siemens in November. But this vulnerability still works always everywhere. So if you see WinCC in network, first what you will try, it's default passwords. It's just for history, yes. Surprisingly, this published on Siemens forum. About database content, there are a lot of tables in database, but we can separate to two parts. First part, this dynamic database with tag data. It's information about PLC states and so on. And second part of tables, it's project data in configuration, which contains information about connection to PLCs, list of users and privileges, and so on. If you connect to WinCC database, you can launch simple query to select everything from users table, and you can find a lot of interesting stuff. For example, you know, administrator, second one, you know, and if you launch your favorite debugger, you will find something interesting in memory. Ha ha! So first one to guess cipher gets exclusive t-shirt or free beer. It's triple XOR, but first three of you who say XOR will get a t-shirt. Just catch me after speech. This is my encryption key. So how to decrypt? our releases, it's WinCC model for Metasploit, WinCC security hardening guide, and exclusive cipher tool, but we don't have yet. Gleb, please.
One, okay. This one is a post-exploitation model for the Metasploit framework that was written by Vyacheslav Yegoshin. It's still in early development phase, and so you can find it in stock MSF, but there is somewhere a link on the slides. The obvious and the intended use of this model is to gather sensitive information during penetration tests, or to get some data and to build your new attack vectors and to push further into the network. So let's see how it works. Let's scan the host, and we can see. Yeah, we can see a 7 port and Microsoft SQL port. As it is a post-exploitation model, we need some authorized transport, and let's use Microsoft SQL, assuming that we have what we know login. Let's try to brute force it. That's actually the case, yep. Now let's use our model. To set it up, we need to enter user credentials, IP addresses, the usual stuff in Metasploit. For now, it is the only transport that we support, database. I'm gonna actually skip this. So what we see here is a small WinCC project. In wildlife, you will get numerous projects on one host that contains a lot of users, that contains a lot of password hashes that can be or cannot be instantly cracked, and a lot of IP addresses of PLCs, the attacks, and hopefully non-empty descriptions of this text. Actually, this is the information, this is all the information you need to compromise and to manipulate some block of some units in SCADA infrastructure and so on. Well, for now, we are supporting only WinCC, but more transports and tier portal support is coming. And also a decryption model.
So it's about hacking, but for guys who work in like auditors or who want to protect system, you can download this checklist. I think you can. It's just released. SCADA Strangelove. Don't talk. Oh, everything in slides I published it. So a lot of settings, a lot of check. You can use it to harden your system. You can use it to hack our system. That's okay. Hey, weapon. WinCC application. There are a lot of different applications in WinCC. It's web HMI, web navigator, it's DAC agent, and so on. we review code of application, and it was very interesting reading. Да, это про нас. So there are a lot of different applications, and one of DAG agent, it's a very poor rating application, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, which can be used to manage registry file system without authentication by web interface. This application contains a lot of vulnerabilities, path traversal, buffer overflow, and so on, so on. And Siemens decided to not use this application anymore. I think it's a right solution because it's hard to fix it. Web Navigator, it's web-based HMI. It's widely used for remote access or for create HMI panels. During a code review, we found a lot of vulnerabilities like XPath injections to read configuration file, different path traversal to read information and so on, XSS everywhere. It was fixed in update 2 for WinCC this summer. XSS in HMI. Why it can be interesting? Because it's can be very helpful to exploit server-side vulnerabilities. For example, if somebody use Internet Explorer, smiles, huh? Okay, if somebody use Internet Explorer to manage power plant and to and to browse his favorite social network. we decide to check it. We created a client-side fingerprinted tool. So if you visiting a site, we get information about plugins, ActiveFix installed on your desktop and can analyze it. Surprisingly, a lot of clients from different countries, companies, and these industries visited our site, but we don't promote it. It's just, I don't know, about 5,000 people per week. It's not. And special price for guys from US, from chemical industry, for WinCC 6 in this year. Current version is WinCC 7 SP3. But way safe. Stuxnet cannot. So is where any bugs in WinCC, we continue our work and with help of Siemens, and Siemens with our help, sorry guys, fix it different kind of vulnerabilities like very interesting SQL injection over SOAP, but we will provide the MSF model in month or two after deployment, but most interesting from our point of view, it's ActiveFix abuse. Gleb will demonstrate it. You can find description by this link. And more, maybe, but we don't know yet. Gleb, please. This power plant.
No, actually, it's a small project, especially made for its demo. This is an operator. He's using. He's using WinCC web navigator in the browser to control this circle. Like, let's call it a bulb. And then he doesn't understand what's going on, and he's going to a Siemens documentation site. Let's imagine it's in the internet. That's actually how Siemens site with documentation looks like, but this one contains an iframe with XSS. And now we're going to the attacker. He sees in his XSS shell that some user connected, and now he's using next payload. This one payload is using a bug in ActiveX, which allows us to get, let's see. Yep, user credentials and clear text. Thanks to server that renders an object that contains these credentials in one of the HTML properties. Oh, let's try them out if we're really. Yep, they're working. I know. Well, this is scary. As you know, the payload could be much more dangerous than just this. Thank you.
So, PostScriptum. First time we started to work with ICS system, we was inspired. Oh, we cool hackers. But it's piece of cake. It's all hand in fruits. And this is Karen. Thank you.
I personally took from this talk that Siemens does not speak Russian because that password was published in Russian in 2005 from the screenshot, so they just probably should hire somebody. Yes, yes, but then they did not read it. It was on their forum. Okay, we are now will be taking questions, so use your chance. I would suggest I would put the micro there, and I would suggest we queue just, and we will take questions from here and there.
There's one question from IRC, and one participant wants to know, what do you think about new developments like SCADA in the cloud?
One ring. I can't remember lots of the rings, you know. It's,
one ring to buy them all.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you.
Okay, so we will start from my left.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, your talk scared the hell out of me. That's, yeah. Do you have any idea? I mean, having patches is one thing, but how is the deployment in the real world? Do you have any ideas, any numbers, how many SCADAs are patched out there?
Yes, we have a number. There are no patch management in SCADA world. So that is why we working with vendors. That is why we trying to push vendors to push customers to install patches. Because if you came to somebody and say, okay, we clever security guy, you have vulnerabilities, because it's working, don't touch it. If vendor say, okay, guys, you need to install this and this and this to make it working. It's different situation, but we need time. We cannot change this situation in one day, one year.
Is there a really, are the patches really applied in the real world? Or?
In Iran, they are.
Sometimes basic patches for operation system applied, but not for application level.
The coverage is very low then.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, another question?
It seems you have an exceptionally good relationship with Siemens right now. How was your first contact with them? Were they always sort of interested and approachable, or did it start out differently?
Just Google it. Just Google it. Contact for Siemens product cert and send a mail to free address for Siemens industry and Siemens product cert, and we get contact in 2 days. So we're really responsible guys.
Okay, let's exchange the microphone on this.
When I saw the differences between the versions of the different WinCC systems, I got reminded of something that I actually started with when I was a really small kid. Do you remember the stuff, which is actually not really fixed right now, when people are searching via Google in URL searches, old versions of camera software and stuff like that. I think it's possible to find a lot of unfixed SCADA software out there via Google.
Yes.
Should we probably start making lists of in URL searches and something like that?
Yeah, but it should be coordinated approach from our point of view, because if you just publish it on internet, chance of abuse is very high, and I really appreciate work of ICS CERT in US. Who collaborate with researchers, with different guys, and you can just drop a list of URL of IP addresses to them, and they will work with industry to close these vulnerabilities. Because for me, I want to make world better, but I cannot work with thousands of plans and so on, trying to explain, guys, you need install firewall, you need filter, WISP.
They won't listen anyway.
Anyway.
I see a lot of smiling kids at home right now.
Yeah, but I think type of compliance in this case can help. If government will push them, we'll start to secure the installation.
Yeah.
Hi there. Just want to thank you for a great talk, and just one question. Because from my perspective, all those incidents are just a very bad case of administration, bad segmentation from internet. And since this, isn't there a correlation? Since bad administration, that means bad passwords and bad and everything, etc. And in another world, we have good segmentation, which you had access from internet, and there is good and perfect world.
Yeah. Only way to secure a current ICS system is to disconnect it from everything, and to install guy with the rifle behind operator.
AK-47.
Huh?
AK-47. Rifle,
yeah, yeah.
AK-47.
Well, on your choice.
Ограничительная презентация. But by the way, what the control by the Scala in Italy? Is it pizzeria ovens or any glue?
In general, Italy a very high industry country. We work in there, and we have a big deployment of smart grid. I think it's related to smart grid because a lot of sunware, and I understand. And but it's security by in Italian way. Yeah.
By the way, if you go to Shodan, you will also find a lot of industrial devices in Germany online, and a lot in Netherlands.
Hi. Yes. There's one more question from the chat, and somebody wants to know, you talked about Windows 2000 in the field, so what is the worst thing you ever found on these systems like admin 1234 credentials or similar?
Worst thing was Windows 95. and let's say that he also saw Windows 3.1. You know, it's a situation when sometimes it's three boxes on this, and nobody knows what how these boxes work because we bought it 15 years ago, and we have also free to change if this box will fail, and they don't work, don't understand how it's working. It's a typical situation on old plants, on old industry. Sorry, on old plants. So you can find it. Yeah, it's easy. Sometimes a guy who wrote it. Sorry, but he's died because he's too old. Yes.
Please cue yourself. But this time I will take question from that side. Please, your question.
Okay. hi. Thank you. I enjoyed your talk. And in general, I would say what an engineer would like to call it an easily accessible debugging tool for. And for the environment, like hackers like to call it an easily accessible backdoor. That's the problem here in general. But I was wondering, did you not only try to talk to the guys, to the companies, but also try to do something in terms of standardization? Because there is actually not much going on, but especially in the US and at ISAR, some standardization in terms of security is going on, which is going to be adopted by IEC. I'm only loosely involved in that, but yeah, in general, did you try to access those people from that, especially? I know that also in Russia, standardization committees are going on in these environments.
Yeah, yeah. I know about a very good project in Europe related to smart grid project. This project focuses on standardization, on security assessment, and basic security features of ICS network. Of course, US. In US, a lot of work done and a lot of investments in it. In Russia, also, we have a big project forced by president directly via Security Council to create standards, to create tools, technical and organization tools to secure ICS system. And I think now we need a collaborative approach of security industry, ICS industry, government and business to change things because If somebody try to do it alone, it will not work.
First, thanks for the talk. And second, not a question, but just a remark concerning with Windows 2000 and maybe Windows, no, not Windows V1, but about with Windows 2000 stuff. There's a lot of companies outside, especially in the chemical and technological companies. We got a system set up. We got a validation and a certification, and we are anxious just to implement just one bug fix of anything, just one upgrade, and we need to do all the validation procedure again. Yes. And then you have these controlling guys, which say, oh no, it's too expensive. Yeah. What's the problem? It's not always a problem of the technicians that we don't know what we are doing, but we are forced by the people who are just looking on the money we have to spend today.
Yes.
Or tomorrow, and not in the long run.
Yes.
Just as an add-on.
One more question from IRC. Is it responsible to release exploits in SCADA systems because it is often not possible to patch systems as fast as in usual enterprise software because plants can have just a few days of downtime in years?
Yes, we are very responsible. Yes, we understand that patch management in SCADA network is not a simple task, but I think sometimes we need to push vendors, to push industry to change things, which is why we are releasing things for offensive security, but also we are releasing things for defensive security, and you have choice to choose what you will use it. So yes, it's a big problem, but you know, responsible disclosure, full disclosure, it's working. It's better than non-disclosure from my point of view, because non-disclosure does not work.
Are there any more questions?
It's not a question, I just said bad guy do not disclose, usually. In terms of, cyber criminal or whatever are not going to disclose the so work. Maybe they have the same knowledge of you.
You host them behind. Please.
Yeah, but I just don't. Yeah, but
we don't understand. We don't hear, actually. Even I don't hear properly. Before the end, I wanted to make a short announcement. If you're, pardon?
One more question.
Okay.
I'm sorry. How do you also educate people that use those systems? Since once I've gotten a question, how do I install new Firefox on this Windows 3.1 CNC machine because Internet Explorer 3 won't open Facebook? This was an actual question asked. How do you educate those people to, you know, don't not do that stuff?
Yeah, but you know, patch management, software update, and so on, it's not only way to fix vulnerabilities. Guy with rifle, it's also way to, you know, risk management. So. But working with vendor is our approach. It's a vendors and government. It's you know, it's like a hammers. Oh, thank you.
One short one.
Uh-huh.
I've just heard these rumors about nuclear power plants using wireless LAN because it's cheaper to get a verification. The validation, because if you would use a cable, you would have to validate each and every meter you put there, and if you use wireless, you only have to do it once, and it works everywhere.
Yeah, you know, it was a joke for military from military guys, but we have requirement to separate different network with air gap. And we use wireless because, yes, error gap, we have error gap.
If you are interested to play with a real PLC, I'm organizing a very small workshop tomorrow in the hall number 12 at 18 o'clock, and then the device will be standing in Miliways assembly, so you can come and play and try and see how the project look like. So if you're interested, then see you tomorrow, and now let's thank the speakers.